Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3440BN. Today's date is September 2nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Exposed Election Rigging in Real Time. Trump Traps the D's and Rhinos with the SAVE Act. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now preparing to cheat in the election. Think about what they've done here. They promised the black population reparations. Now they're reneging on this because now they're giving the money to the illegals. And the black population's looking at them going, wait a minute, you made this really big deal about reparations and now you're giving it to the illegals? Because once again, what's their agenda? Their agenda is to use whoever they possibly can to cheat in the elections. And they're losing the black population. So right now, they're not that important. So now they have to turn their focus on the illegals, give them everything so the illegals do what they want them to do. And again, the illegals are not citizens of this country. They cannot vote for the president of this country. But again, what does the deep state players want to do? They want to use mail-in ballots. And this way, the illegals don't actually have to go to the voting centers. All they have to do is send in the mail-in ballots with Social Security numbers, which just coincidentally, the Social Security numbers were hacked. And they can do this multiple times. And people would then believe that, hey, look at all these people. They're voting. They're citizens, which they are not. This is what they're going to try to do. And what are they doing right now? They're registering all these people in real time. And you can see in a lot of these swing states, you can see all of a sudden voter registrations are skyrocketing. Who are all these people all of a sudden? Actually, it actually fits into where they're sending the illegals. So once again, that is exposed. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they actually have plans of their own. Now, what's very interesting, Trump is now including or has been telling Speaker Johnson to include the SAVE Act with the continuation bill. And actually, that sets up a trap for the deep state players right now. Because once again, they can say, okay, we're not going to keep the government open because we don't want to pass the SAVE Act. And everyone's going to be looking at them and they're saying, okay, so you shut down the government. Remember all the other times they said we cannot have the government shut down, it got to stay open. And they blamed it on the Republicans. Well, now are they going to shut down the government? They might, or they go ahead and they pass the SAVE Act, and then all of a sudden Trump wins and the people win because now people have to vote in person, people have to bring an ID, and everything is counted in one day. Now, you know the deep state players, they're going to try to get around this because once again, do they want people to go to the voting centers in person? They do not. And I do believe this is probably where the cyber attacks come in. Even if they go ahead and they say, okay, we're not going to shut down the government, we're going to use the SAVE Act, I do believe they'll probably still use the cyber attack to do what? Delay the elections. There's no power. Oh, we can't have the elections right now. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop what is happening. So they will try to counter this. But I think in the end, it's not going to work. And second of all, do you really need power to actually count the votes? No, you can have flashlights. You could still do all of this. And I think this is going to fail in the end. Any way you look at it, they're going to fail. And Trump has actually trapped them in all of this. And let's see how they maneuver out of this. I do believe it's still going to be a cyber attack. I still believe it's going to be chaos. And you could see that Trump is actually pushing them down this path. He wants them to go down. Because again, he wants what? A fair election. If we use their system, it is not a fair election. And I think in the end, Trump wants to say, hey, look, I got the people. I think he wants the people to see how much he won by, because then the people will realize, wait a minute, the country is with him? Everything that the deep state has been saying is a lie? Even the D's will say this. I mean, of course, they'll say he cheated in somehow, even though it was paper, you showed up in person and it was counted with all the poll watchers there and everyone counted it in one day. Some of the brainwashed people, yes, they will say it was manipulated somehow, some way. And of course, the fake news will say it's manipulated somehow, some way. This is why they'll try to delay the certification of the elections. But the majority of the people are going to see the numbers. And the numbers are going to be absolutely incredible. And the people are going to say, wow, I didn't realize how many people were actually behind Trump. And when you look after raw poll after raw poll after raw poll, that actually shows you the truth. Look, Mark Cuban, he decided to put up a poll. I don't think it went the way he thought it was going to go. And he took his poll down. But when you look at the percentages, they're very, very close to what Elon Musk put up, what political polls put up, where Trump won from anywhere from 68 to 78%. That is huge. That is the majority of the people. When you look at all the other polls from MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, those are all manipulated polls. Why are they manipulating the polls? They need to manipulate the polls because, again, when you have an election and you're cheating in the election and you really don't have the poll numbers, you have to manipulate them to make you think that this person is very, very close to Trump. So this way you can use the ballots to make up the difference, even though they're going to be using all the ballots just to try to put her over the edge. Because if sure, poll numbers right now were 10% and Trump was at 80% or whatever it is, would that make any sense? So they need someone, or they need to trick you into thinking that the poll numbers, they're very, very close. They're neck and neck, which is a complete and utter lie. Because when you look at the raw polls, it shows something completely different. Now, remember, going back in time, their plan would normally work. Because if you just have the fake news and they're just putting up the fake poll numbers, people would believe it. Actually, there's still a lot of people that are just glued to CNN and MSNBC and Fox, and they're watching this and they're saying, I can't believe Kamala Harris is so close. She isn't. It's all fake. See, today we have social media. Today, people aren't listening to the fake news. Today, people could see actual raw polls, because now you can have millions and millions of people take the polls and you could see the difference. And that should tell you everything you need to know. We'll be talking about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what Trump is now saying. He was just interviewed with Levin, and he mentioned Adam Schiff, Obama, and he mentioned the Russian collusion. And he also mentioned Hillary. And he's bringing all these people into focus right now, which is very, very interesting. Kanako the Great put this out and said, real Donald Trump, this is what he said. You had Adam Schiff, and all these bad people, including Hillary and others, came up with this Russia hoax. They created a fake narrative. I will say this. Between Obama and Biden, they push Russia into the arms of China. So he's telling everyone they're the ones who created this fake hoax. Remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate, and the criminal syndicate wants to stay in power. How do you know there is a criminal syndicate? Well, all you got to do is look at their actions and just follow the money. For example, the White House. We're unable to track $6.2 billion sent to Ukraine. California, we're unable to track $24 billion spent to combat homelessness. The Pentagon, we're unable to track $2.3 trillion of military spending. The U.S. Treasury, we're unable to track $5 trillion of pandemic spending. The IRS, we know you sent $601.57 to your friend. You better report it or you're going to jail. This is how a criminal syndicate works. And it's very, very clear that they are running a criminal syndicate. And they've been running this syndicate for a very, very long time. And this is what they're trying to protect. This is why they don't like outsiders. This is why Trump is such a threat. And it's not just Trump. He's a threat because this entire time, he's been showing the people who they really are. From the day he came into office, through the resident's term, he's been showing people who they really are. This wasn't by accident. It's not a coincidence that you're seeing this. This has always been here. It just didn't pop up. The criminal syndicate always existed. He allowed you, and basically he opened the door so you could see all of this, so you can make a logical decision of what you want to do next. Do you want to keep the criminal syndicate? Do you want to keep these people in power that are always going to keep you enslaved, that are going to try to take away your rights, that are going to bring us to war? Or do you want to take back this country? This is why he did all of this. This is why he created this plan. He created the 8-year plan to combat the 16-year plan. And the people now, they are definitely seeing it, especially what's going on with the open borders, with the crashing economy, with war now being built up, with terrorists running around all over the place where they could hit at any moment. And when you look at the border, the people are really starting to wake up now because they see the terrorists and the gangs in this country. And it's becoming very, very scary for those people that are living in certain areas. I think this is going to ramp up as we get closer to the presidential election because they're going to have their illegals do their dirty work. But out in Mississippi, you could see it's a complete and utter disaster, just like other states. But Mississippi is now reporting this. George put this out and said, Mississippi state auditor released a report saying that over 22,000 illegal immigrants have settled in the state and it will cost taxpayers over $100 million every year. Additionally, 34% of the state foreign-born population are now illegals. Our public schools, hospitals, and prisons will continue to lose massive sums of money that we could have spent on our own citizens if this probably is not solved. Shad White, something else I found interesting is how the state usually spends $6,995 every year per student, but now they're spending $7,699 on around 2,500 illegal immigrant kids because they also need English lessons. This is wild. Why are red states allowing it to happen? Report them to sanctuary blue states until we can deport them back to their country. Absolutely. And you could see that the deep state players, what are they doing? They're now pushing the black people aside, the black population aside, and they're now spending everything that they have on the illegals because they've lost the black population. They know it at this point. In the very, very beginning, they were trying to keep the black population on their side. Now they realize they've lost them, so they don't need them anymore. The post-millennial next put this out and said, California shelves reparation bills for black Americans after legislature approves plans to give non-citizens $150,000 to buy new homes. That should tell you everything you need to know. And what you're seeing happen out in Denver, it's not just with the apartment buildings. It's actually the entire city. The entire city is being overrun by gangs, by all these illegals, you know, all these people that have come over the border. But don't worry, the police are tracking down the individual that has been putting up signs saying, you know, caution, Kamala's illegals. Blacks must sit at the back of the bus. Kamala's migrants sit in the front. They're more concerned with that right now than actually going after all these illegals. And like we said before, it's not just in the apartment buildings. They're going to neighborhoods all over the place. And out in Denver, in a suburban neighborhood, we have mass gangs waving AR-style rifles. And they broke into the garage, they took a motorcycle, and they're just going house to house to house. This should tell you everything you need to know. And again, everyone has to question, where are they getting their weapons? Because if you're not a citizen in this country, you can't go buy a weapon. You're not going to get a background check. So where are they getting the weapons? Oh, that's right. They're getting it on the black market. Again, the deep state players, they just wanted to confiscate all your weapons, and the illegals were going to get weapons on the black market, which means the U.S. citizen was going to be unarmed and they wouldn't be able to defend themselves. This is what they were trying to do this entire time. And the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has ruled that illegal immigrants do not have the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. The ruling is a significant victory for the rule of law and American sovereignty, as it underscores the 3-judge panel delivered a decision response affirming that the Second Amendment's protections do not extend to individuals who are in the country illegal. Why? Because first of all, they're not a citizen. Second of all, they broke the law. Judge Ho wrote the following: "The Second Amendment protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Our court has held the term the people under the Second Amendment does not include illegal aliens. It includes citizens of the United States." So once again, when they talk about gun control and think about all the blue states and think about those states that have been implementing gun control, those individuals, they cannot protect themselves. The illegals have guns because they get them on the black market. But the people, they were told you're not allowed to have a weapon in certain areas. And they make it very, very difficult to get a weapon. Or you have magazines that hold 10 rounds and the illegals have magazines that hold 17, 20, 30 rounds. So if you're going up against an illegal, how do you think that's going to turn out? Think about it for a second. Think about what they've been trying to do this entire time. And that tells you everything you need to know. But you know something? The people of this country, they get it. They understand it. They see what's happening. And 56% of registered voters favor a policy of arresting and deporting thousands of illegal immigrants. So the people of this country, they get it. They're now seeing what's going on in all these different cities and all these different places. And they realize, you know something, this is going to continually get worse and worse as time goes on. And we need to start deporting these people. And this is why when Trump says he's going to deport the people and he's going to use the military, he's going to use the police, the people are going to be behind him. The people are going to say, do it. Let's get all these people out of here. And if they want to come back in, they can be vetted the proper way. And yes, we're going to have the police. We're going to have the military, the National Guard. They're going to be rounding all these people up because, again, this is an invasion. The tyrannical criminal syndicate is actually bringing in their forces into this country. You're seeing a military occupation of this country right now. While everyone is watching, while everyone's watching these illegals in come into this country, basically what is happening right now, when I know people call it an invasion, it's a military occupation. The deep state has been flying in their people into this country to take over this country. That's what they're doing. Just like if you have a force that gets into another country, like go back to World War II, for example. Germany flew their soldiers and they came in, they crossed the border, they took over the country. They were wearing uniforms, they had weapons, yes. The deep state is doing the same exact thing. They're busing, they're flying their soldiers into this country. They are now occupying this country. When Trump says it's an invasion, it is, because now we're seeing them with weapons. What does that tell you? It tells you everything you need to know. And we're not being invaded by a foreign country. We're being invaded by the tyrannical government that actually put themselves in power. And now they're bringing in their forces and they're trying to take over the entire country. That is their plan from the very, very beginning. And now people, they see it. And the people are saying, you know something? We need to get rid of these people. And if this is an invading force where you have an occupation of this country, it means the military then is activated because this is an act of war. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are continually letting everyone know that he will use the military because it is an invasion. And once he gets into office, that's exactly what's going to happen. But before we get there, you can see the deep state players, they're going to be fighting with everything that they have to try to stop Trump. And we could see already that they are using everything that they possibly can to stop the flow of information. because information is very, very important today. Because if you were just listening to the fake news and you didn't have anything else, people would still be brainwashed right now. People would believe that they're in the right, that there's no problems here, that whatever they're saying is the truth, because you wouldn't be able to check it with anything else. With social media, with the digital soldiers, and I applaud all the digital soldiers that are now working overtime to combat the mainstream media, to debunk everything that they're saying, you could see that Trump's digital soldier army is now winning the information war. And the deep state players, what are they trying to do? They're trying to stop this any way they possibly can. So what's very interesting, and this is coming out of The Guardian, The Guardian is now calling for the arrest of Elon Musk over free speech. That is very interesting. So wait, they want to arrest someone for speaking freely in a country where you have a right to speak free. And when you look at the guy that's calling for this, he's, was he 5 foot, 4'11"? He's a little short guy. Cat Church says, so this is the guy who's calling for the arrest of Elon Musk? Yeah, it is. Unbelievable. But you can see what they're doing to Elon right now out in Brazil. And I do believe this is the first phase of their plan. They went after Durov in France. They're going to try to shut down Telegram. And you could see that now they're going to be pushing this to every single country. Now, again, every single country doesn't have laws that go along with hate speech or disinformation or misinformation, but they will be probing these social media platforms to find something to shut it down, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But Elon, he put this out and he said, this platform does not seek to impose the laws of the United States on other countries. We obey the laws of that country in that country. The problem in Brazil is that Alexandre Files, we were being told to break Brazilian laws and that we would be sanctioned if we told anyone about it. And he's absolutely right. So what is Brazil doing? What is the judge doing? Well, he's reinforcing what he ruled. And what is he doing? He's going after the Supreme Court to rule in his favor. And that's exactly what they did. Mike Benz responded to this and said the Supreme Court he's referring to, the STF, was given censorship training by the U.S. government, funded censorship orgs, and the U.S. State Department grantees. And he's absolutely right. And Brazil's putting a lot of pressure on Starlink. Now, Starlink has nothing to do with X. They're separate corporations. But again, X doesn't have an office. It doesn't really have a bank account there. Starlink does. So what they did was they froze Starlink's account, and they're trying to put a lot of pressure on Starlink to actually censor X because again, Starlink can just shut everything down and you wouldn't be able to access it. So Starlink tells Brazil regulators it will not comply with the X suspension. And think about this. If we were all using some type of cryptocurrency, would they be able to freeze the account of Starlink? No, they wouldn't. Well, that tells you why the deep state players, the central bank, does not want any type of crypto that is decentralized, because then they don't have control and they can't shut things down when they want to push their agenda. But the people of Brazil, they're not buying this. They're completely against this. Michael Schellenberger put this out and said, Financial Times notes that 56% of Brazilians say Moraes exceeds his limits and that his ban on X scare investors. Elon responded to this and said his actions are against the will of the Brazilian people he is supposed to represent. And remember, they came out and they said, hey, we're going to be fining everyone if you use a VPN, like almost $9,000 a day, which is absolutely ridiculous. They're telling the people what you can and cannot see. And they're saying that you're not allowed to use a VPN to get around our block. Now, once again, this is stopping the people from accessing things. And I think he went a little too far, because the Supreme Court is no longer going to enforce the fines on Brazilians who access X via VPN. And so the Brazilians now, they're safe to access X. So this whole ban on X is not going to work. And it looks like the dictator blinked, and now the people are going to be able to get to X no matter what. Even if it's blocked in the country, they can use Starlink. And a lot of people use Starlink in Brazil, or they can use a VPN to get around it. So this completely failed. They took it a little too far. But again, this allows other countries now to get on board. Even if those countries do not have hate laws or disinformation or misinformation, because when you look at South Korea, what are they doing right now? The South Korean police have launched an investigation into Telegram that will look at whether the encrypted messaging app has been complicit in the distribution of sexually explicit deepfake content. And what app are they looking at? They're looking at Telegram. So now they're going to be probing Telegram, whatever they find, which they're probably going to set it all up. They're going to say, hey, you broke the law. We're going to have to fine you. We're going to have to shut you down. And you're going to see country after country after country actually take this approach. Because again, most of the countries, they don't have hate or disinformation or misinformation laws. So they're going to use it a different way. And yes, these countries are going to put a lot of pressure on the corporations to say, can you ban the apps? And we don't want people to access any of this through the apps. And they might even block the sites in their countries until maybe there's a trial or something like that. But again, in this country, you could see that Kamala, she supports censoring people. Let's go back a little bit in time, because she said when Trump was brought down that he should be brought down. He should be taken down because what he's saying isn't regulated. We need to regulate these things. We need to control speech. Take a listen to what she said here.
He's lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. You see, these people, they hate the Constitution. They hate that we have these rights. They were never for it. They're completely against it. How do we know this? Well, yesterday we saw an article out of the New York Times saying the Constitution is sacred. It is also dangerous. Well, now we're starting to see this incredible pattern, and they're not even holding back anymore. You could tell that they do not want the Constitution. They want to get rid of it completely. Can you imagine if this country didn't have the Constitution right now? You wouldn't be able to bear arms. You wouldn't be able to speak freely. And basically, they would implement all the laws in other countries, and actually, it would be 1,000 times worse because there'd be nothing holding them back. But this is the pattern that we're seeing from the New York Times. The Constitution is broken and should not be reclaimed. The New York Times again. MAGA turns against the Constitution. No, MAGA is for the Constitution. New York Times. We had to force the Constitution to accommodate democracy. New York Times. Is the Constitution obstruction American democracy? New York Times again, let's give up on the Constitution. The U.S. lacks what every democracy needs. Again, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. But they want everyone to think we're a democracy, just like out in Europe and other places. Yes, they have democracies. We have a republic. This is why it's very, very different. This is why we have a Constitution like no other country. This Constitution was created by the people. The Constitution, as they call it out in other countries, that was created by the deep state players to make people think they have rights, but they're actually privileges, because you can see now they could take them away with a snap of a finger. Here in this country, they can't do that. But again, they don't want free speech. They don't want you to have the Constitution. They don't want you to have the rights. Their entire mission is to get rid of the rights of the people, because they want to make them privileges. And if you don't do what they want, they can remove those privileges. Our founding fathers were very, very smart. They went through this. They fought a war. They bled. They lost families. They lost their wealth. They lost everything. They fought for freedom. We're in a second revolution right now. You're fighting for the same exact thing, free speech, for them not to search you. I mean, when you go to the airport and they, you know, go through your bags, that's not allowed. Under the Constitution, it's not allowed where they have the ability to search through your personal belongings. And the founding fathers, they would be rolling over in their grave right now saying, you gave up your right there for a little bit of security? Are you fools or something? We bled on the battlefield. We gave you this. And you know what? If you don't see it, you're going to have to fight for it again. You're going to have to feel it. Just like we felt it back then. And you're going to have to see how they're going to take each and every one of your freedom away. Remember, it started with the Second Amendment. Look what they're doing right now. They're searching everyone. all the time. They are trying to censor you and tell you what you can say and what you can't say. And that is called political speech. And when you look at the social media companies and you look at what the government's trying to do, they're trying to censor you and say, you're not allowed. It doesn't go with our agenda. It doesn't go with our narrative. So you're telling a lie. You have to repeat the truth. You have to repeat the truth. You're fighting the same exact battle right now. You're in the same exact position as our founding fathers. The difference is Trump decided, you know something? If we go directly at them and we have a civil war to fight for our freedom, when we fight against a tyrannical government, it's going to be awful. It's going to be, the bloodshed is going to be terrible. Let's show the people the truth. Let's use the information war and let people decide and let them see it every single day. Because now what's very interesting is a lot of people on Instagram, Facebook, and other things, when they try to post certain things, people are starting to notice that, hey, wait a minute, I can't tag someone. Hey, wait a minute, I can't post a link. Hey, wait a minute, they're telling me I can't say this. Or they're telling me, no, the fact checkers say you're wrong, so you're not allowed to post this. That's censorship right there. Because that's driven by the government. The government is telling all these social media companies what to say. It's already proven. So we already know that this is a fact. So you're battling the same exact thing. And when those people are watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox, again, when they leave out important information or they spin something and they lie to you, well, once again, what are they doing? They're using propaganda on you. So once again, you're fighting the same exact thing. And the people out in Canada, well, they realize that their installed politicians, they're liars. And it looks like Trudeau was handing out donuts and he was meeting people. And he came across a steelworker. And the steelworker let him have it. Take a listen.
Donuts over here if you want to thank you for your hard work.
I can bring some for my kids here.
Okay. The 25% tariffs we just brought in on Chinese steel is going to help you out.
That's going to keep my job,
yeah. That's going to keep your job.
What about the 40% taxes I'm paying and I don't have a doctor?
The $400 million that we invested in the electric car means you're going to have a job.
I think you're only here for another year. We won't see you around probably another year.
That's what elections are for.
That's right, that's right.
And I look forward to everyone exercising the right to vote.
Yep.
Basic choice, we're going to invest in you and your job.
I don't believe you for a second.
Dental care? Do you know anyone who got dental care?
Yeah, I pay for it myself.
Okay.
We're like 3 years behind.
You have a job and coverage?
Yeah, four people
seniors.
In my family.
We've got
every time we go for a dental visit, it's costing me about $50 in my pocket per person.
Okay.
Why? I have a good job. You're not really doing anything for us, Justin.
Well, actually, we just invested so half a million people who hadn't been to the dentist got to go to the dentist over the past few
Probably
months.
Probably like my neighbor that doesn't go to work because she's lazy.
She
just
what?
Doesn't go to work. She lives the same
Most
way.
Most Canadians try to stick up for each other, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
luck, and take care of your family,
no,
sir.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
Have a nice day.
Have a good day, sir. All right.
Right, the other guys got the donuts. Excellent.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. The people, they're not going along with these installed people. They're questioning them every step of the way because they see what they're doing. Remember, when you experience life and you experience everyday things like getting laid off or I don't have enough money or it's cost me a lot more, and you're looking at others where they're just giving them everything and they're doing absolutely nothing, that makes you angry. That makes you pissed off. And it allows you to say, you know something? Now I'm going to question all this because now I see what's going on here. And this is what this individual has done here. And I do believe this is going to happen across the globe. It's already started. You can see the people are continually pushing back and it's going to continue to happen. And what's very interesting is now we could see the deep state players, you could see their main motivation. Hamas is a state-funded terrorist group, Hezbollah and the rest. Remember, the CIA created Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Hamas. The CIA, the clowns, the deep state players, they are all involved in this. These are state-funded terrorist groups. And remember, the deep state is just not here in the United States. It's worldwide. And what's very interesting is that the deep state players, the Biden administration, they continually are pushing for a ceasefire, saying Israel must make a deal. No, the perpetrators of the crime, they're the ones who need to back down or they will be destroyed. And if you notice, they don't want to back down because, again, if they back down, you're going to see the atrocities that they have committed. Actually, when Trump was defeating ISIS and the towns and the cities that ISIS controlled, you saw what they did there, how they tortured the people, how they killed people. It was horrific. And that's what you're seeing now. This is why they don't want to back down, because people then would see the truth. And as Israel continually moves into these different cities and they clear the way, people are now starting to see the truth. Bill Ackman put this out on X and said, "Consider that Hamas chose to execute an American hostage with a bullet to the back of his head during the last 2 or 3 days, along with 5 other hostages whose parent just spoke at the DNC less than 2 weeks ago while hostages negotiations were underway. Consider that the U.S. strategy over the last 330 days has been to pressure Israel to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza, including through the withholding of weapons from Israel, and by periodically leaking our failure to support our ally to the media in the midst of hostage negotiations. Consider what pressure, if any, the U.S. has brought to bear on Hamas and our friends in the region who harbor Hamas leadership. Why? Why has our leadership adopted the failed strategy? Because POTUS Biden, who has been on vacation for 16 days, and Kamala Harris, who has also just skipped a ceremony at Arlington Cemetery to honor 13 fallen soldiers from the failed Afghanistan withdrawal, along with their advisors in the DNC, believe they will lose important votes in certain key swing states and from Hamas supporters on campuses. It has been proven time and time again that the only thing that the terrorists understand is brute force. Rather than pressure Israel, the United States should have put more pressure on our other allies in the region to help and done everything we can to help Israel defeat Hamas and recover the hostages. But unfortunately, this was not good politics for Biden, Harris, and some of their supporters. By being weak and lacking resolve, we failed our captured, now dead citizens and other hostages and their families while emboldening terrorists around the world. The result? It has become much less safe to be an American since October 7th because of our failed leadership. It has become much less safe to be a member of the free world since October 7th because of our failed leadership. We are in desperate need for a change in leadership, so our enemies once again fear the United States and think twice before they act against us and our allies. The time has come." And it's absolutely true. The time has come. But the people, they have to see more. The people, they have to feel it, I think, on the soil of the United States. And when they feel it, that's when they're going to hit the precipice. And you can see the deep state players, they are now staging protests in Israel to get Netanyahu to push a ceasefire. So let's see. They discovered hostages. They were shot in the back of the head, and their protest saying, "Hey, we need a ceasefire." You think it would be the opposite, wouldn't? Wait a minute. We had the individual just talk at the DNC. There's ceasefire negotiations going on, and Hamas decided to shoot the hostages, American hostages. See, the people should be saying, "Okay, you know what? All bets are off. We're going in. We're going to show them what force is. You wanted to play this game? You didn't keep them alive? Now it's time to remove the state-funded terrorist groups." And I do believe that's where all this is heading. What's very interesting is that the Hamas leader is calling to renew martyrdom operations. Adds, "We will call on student leaders in the West and Arab and Islamic countries to renew protest at university campuses." So this is now going to escalate in this country and other countries around the world because, let's see, they took hostages, they killed people, and then they killed the hostages while the U.S. and other countries were trying to negotiate ceasefire deals? I mean, really think about this for a second. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is 3 harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these 3 fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. So do you think there's ever going to be a ceasefire deal after they did this? Absolutely not. They showed us their true nature. And now the time has come to remove all terrorists. And Netanyahu says that Israel will not withdraw troops from the border between Gaza and Egypt for the foreseeable future. So right there, they've just ruined it. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, hostages found murdered in Rafah, where Kamala Harris told Israel not to go. Interesting, isn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Kamala, she is now attacking the Gold Star families. Now, once again, she's not attacking Trump. She's attacking the families, and these families lost their either husbands, wives, or children. And she's attacking them. And let's go back a little bit in time. Paul Sperry put this out on X and said, the Biden administration tried to hide photos of coffins and ceremonies for 13 soldiers killed at Abbey Gate during Biden's and Kamala's disastrous Afghan withdrawal. So the New York Times, they put out an article and it says, Trump campaign uses statements from Gold Star families to attack Harris. It was the latest effort by the Trump campaign to defend itself after the campaign defied a ban on political campaigning at Arlington National Cemetery. Well, first of all, he was invited. Number two, they're the ones who wanted the photographers. They also invited Kamala and Biden. Did they show up? Absolutely not. And again, we had Biden, Obama, and the rest. They all took photos there. They used it in their campaign. So once again, they are failing. Tim Murtaugh put this out and responded to this and said, this is despicable from the New York Times. The Gold Star families were responding to Harris. This is shocking, insulting, outrageous version of Republican pounce framing, and it's disgraceful. Absolutely. So now we have the New York Times attacking the Gold Star families. And what's very interesting is that the fake news, NBC, we had CNN first with Tom Cotton. They tried to actually get him, and they tried to get him in a gotcha question, and he actually destroyed them when he was talking about the Gold Star families. The same thing happened with Tulsi Gabbard. Dana Bush, and remember Dana Bush, her husband, he was part of the 51 clowns that actually signed off on the Hunter Biden laptop saying it was Russian disinformation. And remember, the networks, they have been taken over by the CIA, by the FBI. It's a propaganda outlet, all of them, even Fox. She tried to revive the Arlington non-scandal with Tulsi Gabbard, and she has failed. And every time they try to do this, the truth always comes out and the people see the truth. And here we have NBC. They are completely lying through their teeth here. And they put out an article that says, White House says Biden and Harris weren't invited to Arlington Cemetery by the families of service members killed during the Afghanistan withdrawal. Well, once again, that is not true. And actually, during these interviews, they tried to say that Kamala was actually there when the 13 soldiers came home. That is not true. And now NBC is now walking down Christine Welker's statement that Kamala attended the dignified transfer of the 13 soldiers who were killed at Abbey Gate. So now they're saying they implied Kamala was there. No, she was not there, period. So they can't even get the correction right. I mean, I thought these were news organizations. I thought they were supposed to investigate and make sure they had the facts. Instead, you know what they're doing? They're lying to the people. Now, the question is, why are they lying to the people? We just said it. They're propaganda outlets. That's why. They're never going to tell the truth. The only way they tell the truth or they retract something is when you call them out on it. That's why it was so important for Trump when he first came out. And he did this, as we all know, called in the fake news. Then there was a call for digital soldiers to get on social media. The digital soldiers were to debunk what the fake news was going to say. That was the counter measure against the propaganda. And this is why the digital soldiers across the globe, this is why they came on board to fight the insurgency. This is also the counterinsurgency. And that should tell you everything you need to know. You know what else tells you everything you need to know? Is that Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, they walk away from reporters when they're asked about either the six hostages found in Gaza or they're asked about the Gold Star families. So what's very interesting is that Tim Walz, he was having ice cream and a reporter was asking him a very, very simple question, and Trump Room put this out on X. What's your reaction to the six hostages being found in Gaza? He just walked away. Kamala got out of her SUV. She pretended she was on a phone call. She had her headset in there. So this way, no reporters or anyone would ask her any questions. I'm busy. I can't talk to anybody. So once again, that tells you who they truly are. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He says, Kamala closes an already disastrous week by trashing Gold Star families. And the Gold Star families are not taking this. Remember, we have Kamala, Walz, the fake news, the propaganda outlets. They're not attacking Trump. They're attacking the Gold Star families. They're attacking the military of this country. And the Gold Star families are not having this. They responded to Harris and her post that she put on X. Trump put this out. Take a listen.
Harris. Vice President Harris.
Vice President Harris, my name is Steve Nakui. I'm the father of Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nakui.
My name is Jim McCollum. I am the Gold Star father of United States Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum.
This is Mark Schmitz, Gold Star father of Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz.
My name is Darren Hoover, and I'm the Gold Star father of United States Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover.
My daughter-in-law, Sergeant Nicole Leanne G., was killed in the Afghanistan exit at Abbey Gate.
Our kids were murdered because of your administration.
You were not at Dover for the dignified transfer. And no time have you reached out to me to offer your condolences, to offer thank you for Kareem's sacrifice and service.
You have 13 families who have been waiting over 3 years to so much as get a phone call, to so much as hear our kids' names said aloud.
You failed for 3 years and 8 months to acknowledge our kids.
Where were you and Joe Biden on August 26, 2024? Nowhere near Arlington Cemetery. You couldn't be bothered to be with us or even say our kids' names, just as you had done for the last 3 years.
Vice President Harris, I ask you, why won't you return a call and explain to us how you call my daughter-in-law's death a success? President Trump has called. President Trump shows up. But President Trump takes the time to hear our loved one's stories.
We invited him to be there.
These are the only memories we get to make with our son, and it is you who is playing politics and trying to detract from our memories made that day.
President Trump has been there for us. He's been a rock for us. He showed compassion for us, and he showed he truly cares for the families that truly do know what the ultimate sacrifice really is.
So the Gold Star families, they know it. They see the tyrannical government. The tyrannical government doesn't care about the people. The tyrannical government is going to attack the people. Why do you think Biden, Hillary, and the rest, why do you think they call us deplorables? Why do you think they call us extremists? Why do you think they call us domestic terrorists? Why do you think they attack the Gold Star families? Because they don't care about the people. Tyrannical governments do not care about the people. You know what they care about? Controlling the people. And I think the people of this country, they really are now waking up to this, and they're really starting to see this. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. We grieve the senseless death of the Israeli hostages, horrifically including a wonderful American citizen, Hirsch Goldberg, Poland. Murdered by Hamas due to a complete lack of American strength and leadership. Make no mistake, this happened because Comrade Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden are poor leaders. Americans are getting slaughtered overseas while Kamala is disparaging and making up lies about Gold Star families. And Biden is sleeping on the beach on his 16th consecutive day of vacation. They have blood on their hands. Sadly, this is the total lack of leadership that Kamala and Biden represent. One that allows terrorists to take American lives because they only care about weaponizing the Department of Justice against their political opponents. Just like the debacle of Afghanistan withdrawal that claimed 13 American lives. Kamala and Biden's judgment has not only put lives at risk, but is directly responsible for unnecessary deaths that should have never happened. Our country and our amazing people are not safe under Joe Biden and will be less safe under Kamala Harris. This terror would have never happened if I were president, and it will stop the day I am back in the Oval Office. America will be strong again, and that will make the world safe and secure. And he's absolutely right. And you can see the people now of this country, the people of the world, they are now recognizing this and they're seeing it. Every day that passes, it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players, which means they have to continually try to cheat in the election any way they possibly can. And this is going to be a major problem for them because a lot of people in this country, they realize what they're doing. Trump and the Patriots, they're putting a lot of things into place to actually stop them from doing this. A lot of roadblocks. And you can see Trump is now pushing the SAVE Act. But you can see what the deep state players are doing. They're trying to convince people that it's very, very scary to go outside, which means maybe you should use the mail-in ballots. Number one, they tried it with the bird flu. Number two, they tried it with Mpox. Number three, they're saying that deadly mosquitoes are causing these deadly diseases. So we're going to have curfews in certain areas. Out in New York City, the Department of Health now is spraying New York City streets with pesticides to prevent the spread of West Nile virus. So they're trying to scare the people. Plus, they're probably going to cause diseases, which means the pharmaceutical companies are going to say, hey, we got a solution for that. I wonder where you got all this. Where'd you get this disease from? Well, it's probably from the spraying. But again, what are they doing? They're trying to convince people that it's too scary to go outside and you must send in the mail-in ballot. Again, this is going to fail just like everything else is going to fail. Because again, Trump, the Patriots, they're setting up roadblocks, they're setting up traps, and they're actually bringing them down this path. Remember, the deep state players, they don't have the ability to cheat like they did before. They're going to try. They're going to keep those poll numbers up to make you think that it's a close race. So when they try to cheat, it looks like it's a real thing. But I think Trump is going to shift them in a completely different direction. And you can see the deep state players, they're just throwing everything at the wall, hoping that something sticks. But nothing is sticking right now. Kamala Harris put this out and says, we won't let him. And it says, Donald Trump vows to be a dictator on day one. Cernovich says, well, this messaging is very desperate. Harris Waltz is playing to its base, has lost all traction for the general election. And remember, when Trump said this, when he said, I'm going to be a dictator on day one, what was he talking about? He said, I would take executive actions on the first day in office to undo some of the damage unleashed by the Biden-Harris administration. He also wants to drill, baby, drill, baby, drill. So that's the dictatorship that he's going to do compared to the dictatorship that they're doing right now. Let's see, censoring people, forcing people to take a bioweapon, calling us names, arresting us because we went up to D.C. and we said we're going to protest against an election. I mean, really think about this. Attacking Gold Star families. They are the dictators. They are the ones who are against the American people, who are trying to control the American people. And you could see that whole entire McDonald reference where Kamala's saying, hey, I'm just like you. I worked at McDonald's. Well, what McDonald's? How come McDonald's doesn't have a record of you? And all of a sudden, Paul Sperry put this out, Kamala campaign has stopped referencing her alleged job at McDonald's and won't respond to media questions seeking the location of the McDonald's store and the dates of her employment at McDonald's, which appears nowhere in her memoirs or early resume. So why don't they respond? Because if this was true, they'd say, hey, she worked at this McDonald's. It's on this street. Here's the address. Here are the dates. And everyone would be able to check and say, oh, yep, look, she worked there. But why won't they do this? Because it was a lie once again. This is what they do. Just like she lied and Biden lied about capping insulin. Paul Sperry once again put this out and said, ask the biggest accomplishment of Biden-Harris administration. Kamala cited the work that we've done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. In fact, it was Trump's administration who in 2020 started the Medicare Part D program for capping insulin at $35. They removed his executive order. Then they put it in the bill for Congress and they said, look what we did. But Trump already did it. All they did was back out of it and then had Congress do it and they took credit for it. Absolutely unbelievable. Then we come to learn that her 18 minute or 26 minutes, whatever it is, it's a very short period of time that she did the interview because they cut out everything else. We've come to learn that there's about 41 minutes of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz joint interview. Kyle Becker put this out and said, one of the edited segments is reportedly about the Green New Deal and fracking. I think we need to release the rest of this, the full entire interview, because if they hid that, it must be pretty darn bad. So let's see the rest of it. And when this comes out, I do believe this is going to come out probably in a couple of weeks, maybe even October for an October surprise. We'll have to see how that all plays out if she's still running. Again, if this comes out, this is going to destroy their entire campaign. Now you know why they hit it. This should tell you everything you need to know. You know what else is going to destroy her entire campaign? If she does the debate. And this is why she's basically trying to get out of it. Real Mac Report put this out and said, Jason Miller, and this is what Jason said, they're really in trouble with Kamala Harris. They also know President Trump is the greatest debater in modern political history. I think they're nervous and looking for a way to get out of this debate. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're fighting over and over and over trying to get out of this debate. But they're actually trying to force Trump to say, okay, enough is enough. You know what? I'm not agreeing to these anythings. I'm dropping out. He's never going to do it. And if Kamala debates, she's done. If she doesn't debate, she's done. Because the people are going to see that she chickened out in this. There's going to be no debates right now. She's running for the presidency of the United States, and the people are okay with her not debating. No, the people are not okay with her not debating, and I do believe she's going to lose a lot of her party, and they know this. But let's see which way they go. This should be very, very interesting. I do believe those who are in power actually want her to debate because they want to go to the next phase. But I think her team doesn't want her to debate because they know it would be game over, just like with Biden. Biden's team, they really didn't want Joe to debate. Obama actually forced him into it. And I think Biden had a chip on his shoulder saying, you know what, I'm going to show him up. I'm going to show him who's boss here. Like he, you know, that's the way he talks. And it completely failed. I think Kamala and her team is like, okay, we can't go down the same path that Biden went down because we know that Kamala, she's going to be destroyed. But I think the powers that be know that they need to get rid of her. They need to replace one black woman, maybe for another black woman. And let's see how this all plays out. But look what the Kamala team has done here. They came out with a brilliant strategy. It's absolutely brilliant. It's a great marketing strategy. And once again, they're copying Trump. And Victor Shi put this out and said, a friend just sent me this and I love it so much. So they took Kamala and they took the last four names, Mala, at the end of Kamala and said, make America love again. I mean, first of all, she just copied Trump. Make America great again. Make America healthy again. But okay, she's making America love again. But you know what Mala really means in Spanish? Bad. I mean, these people, are they really that stupid? I think they are. Oilfield Redondo put this out and said, and responded and says, you probably should have asked some Spanish speakers about this one, bud. And they should have. But you can see the deep state players, what they're trying to do. They are trying to keep the poll numbers up the best they can. And when you look at the poll numbers from CNN, MSNBC, and all these other outlets, you could see that they're completely and utterly fake. Because when you look at the raw poll numbers, you could see the truth of the matter. And what's very interesting is that they thought that the voters were going to be taken away from Trump and given to RFK. And if that was the case, that would mean Kamala would have made their move and they would have gotten RFK on their side, even if he lied to them, and they would have him on his team or make people think he was going to be on the team, and they would pull the voters away from Trump. But since they didn't do that, that should tell you everything you need to know, which means his voters are really more in line with Trump. Patrick Basham put this out and said, real Donald Trump is winning former Robert Kennedy Jr. voters 2-1 versus Harris. And when you look at it, you have Trump at 49, Harris at 25. That should tell you everything you need to know. And this is why she didn't take RFK on. It would be a complete and utter disaster for her. They would have taken all the votes away from her. Now, the other thing that we see is you could see how the deep state players, how they're going to rig the election, and you could see it in real time. Wall Street Apes put this out and said the following. You could actually see the 2024 presidential election being rigged in real time. U.S. Social Security Administration website, HAVV 2024 data. Massive amounts of people registering to vote without ID in these key states. Texas, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, South Carolina, Nevada, Missouri. That should tell you everything you need to know. Why are all these people registering without ID in these states because it's all the illegals. And you could see it in real time. So they're going to try to cheat, like we all know. This is not a secret. We know what they're trying to do here. They're going to try to use these people and use the mail-in ballots. But again, Trump, he's setting up roadblocks to stop all of this. And I do believe these roadblocks are going to push the deep state into going into a different direction. They'll try this method, but I believe in the end, they're going to be pushed into a completely different direction. And when you start to look at the polls, you could see that the polls are trying to keep the pollsters are trying to keep the polls very, very even, no matter if Harris is winning or Trump is winning. But everything's starting to switch around and Harris's polls are really starting to drop, which means the pollsters, they're trying their best, but it's not making sense because when you look at other polls and you look at raw polls, it doesn't make sense anymore. Interactive Polls put this up and says, August 14th, Harris 56.7%, Trump 42.7%. August 31st, it switched. Trump is 55.1, Harris is 44.6. When you look at Pennsylvania, and then think about this. Think about how they're registering all the people in all these different states that we just mentioned. Pennsylvania, Trump 55 to 45. So 55 for Trump, 45 for Harris. Nevada, Trump 55, Harris 45. Arizona, Trump 65, Harris 35. Georgia, Trump 64, Harris 36%. North Carolina, Trump 68, Harris 32%. And this should tell you everything you need to know. And you could see that Harris now is now slipping. The pollsters are having difficult time explaining this. And you're going to see this separate. I do believe Trump is way, way, way over 50%. Actually, from the polls that Elon Musk gave, that political polls gave, that Mark Cuban took, actually took it down. It's anywhere from 68 to 78%. And that should tell you everything you need to know. David D. Chapman put this out and said, Trafalgar Insider Advantage Electoral Map. And it shows Trump at 296, Harris at 226. And I do believe, once again, these are the manipulated polls that you're seeing. We also see another poll, and this is from Polymarket. And this is a betting poll, and it shows 53 for Trump now, 46 for Kamala. So Kamala's, her poll numbers are dropping like a rock. Even Trump put out a poll, and it says the big picture, who is favored to win in the presidency? Kamala is at 44, Trump is at 55.8. So right now, Kamala is having a very, very difficult time maintaining the manipulated polls, because when you're dropping so quickly, it won't make any sense as time goes on. So now her poll numbers are going to drop like a rock. Remember, after the DNC, her poll numbers should be really high right now. As things happen, like we're seeing with the Gold Star families, the economy falling apart, her numbers are going to continually drop. And what's very interesting, political polls decided to do another poll, says, who has your vote? Trump, Harris, neither. So far, almost 70,000 people have voted. Again, the results are very, very similar. 79.3% for Trump, Harris, 17.6%. This is why the D's do not want paper ballots. This is why they don't want voter ID. This is why they don't want the votes counted in one day. Why? Because it would show that Trump got 70 to 80% of the vote and Harris didn't. The people of this country then would see what? They would see that, wow, the majority of people with Trump, everything that they told us is a complete and utter lie. And that is true. And remember, when Democrats say something, it's always the opposite. Actually, Emerald Robinson explains, when Democrats say fortify the elections, they mean steal the elections. When Democrats say democracy, they mean tyranny. When they say joy, they mean terror. And she's absolutely right. But you can see what Trump is doing now. He's trapping the deep state players. Right now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is reportedly considering the inclusion of the SAVE Act in the upcoming spending bill. This decision comes at the behest of Trump, who has made it clear that the election integrity is a non-negotiable priority. The SAVE Act, which mandates proof of citizenship for voter registration in federal elections, has become a rallying cry for many Americans who believe it is crucial to safeguarding the sanctity of the ballot box. Now, the people, they're all for this. The polls show this. So he's trapped them in this because the deep state, they're going to have to make a decision. The D's are going to have to make a decision. What are they going to have to make this decision? Well, they're going to have to make it by September 30th of 2024. So they're going to have to address the continuation of government funding. Now, if this is attached and it's non-negotiable, this is going to be very, very difficult for them. Because number one, what do? Do they shut down the government and say, we're not voting this and the government is completely shut down? Remember, they're the ones who continually complain, we can't shut down the government. They always blame it on the Republicans. Will they blame it on the Republicans this time? Absolutely. Who are the people going to be with? The people are going to be with the SAVE Act, with the Republicans. The majority of the people want voter ID. The majority of the people want this. Now, what happens if there's an event? What happens if there's some type of an attack? What happens if something happens that pushes this through? Because right now, the Democrats must vote to protect the elections from illegal alien votes or be responsible for a shutdown. He trapped them in all this. And we might see an event that actually pushes this through, because if they push back and say, well, the Republicans are shutting down the economy, the Republicans are doing all this, and then all of a sudden there's an attack on this country, and we don't know who is going to vote in the elections, because maybe the attack is from the illegals coming into this country, and it shows that the illegals actually went ahead and attacked, maybe from a terrorist organization. Are there people going to say, well, wait a minute, we're coming up to the elections, and we need to make sure that those people voting in the election are American citizens, because again, we have a lot of illegals in this country and they can't vote. So maybe we need to pass this. I think that people are going to be behind this, and this is going to be putting a lot of pressure on the deep state players, because what are they going to do? Keep the country shut down when we're attacked? I mean, it could be a terrorist attack, or it could be attack from a foreign entity outside this country. So if people are seeing this, what are they going to do? Saying, hey, no more funding? We're being attacked. We might be going to war. Terrorists are in our country. You mean you're not going to pass this? And we want to make sure that anyone that votes, because this is very, very important right now. It's always been important, but now it's really important that we've got to make sure that whoever votes in the election is an American. And we need to use paper, because we don't know what they can do. We don't know if there's going to be a cyber attack. We don't know anything. So we need to make sure it's secure. And we need the military to guard the elections. I do believe Trump has them. But let's see what they do, because, again, they're going to try to make sure that the SAVE Act isn't pushed. So they're going to push everything that they have at this. And they might go ahead after the attack or whatever happens. They might pass the SAVE Act. But again, they might use a cyber attack later on, saying that it was manipulated somehow, some way. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But Trump, he let everyone know that the enemy is this not just from the outside. The enemy is actually within. And the enemy has always been within, because the country has been taken over by a criminal syndicate. The country has been taken over by a tyrannical government, and they are now bringing in their army. That's what you are witnessing right now. The tyrannical government cannot depend on the military. The tyrannical government cannot depend on the people. They've lost the people. The tyrannical government needs another force that can go up against the people and the military in this country. This is why Obama, going back in time, that's why he said we need a civilian force that can go up against the U.S. government force. He's talking about the people that are coming over the border right now. And that's why they're coming in. Remember, this is part of their 16-year plan. But Trump, he let everyone know that these people are sick, they're vicious, and they're destroying our country. Take a listen.
Outside, which would be the very standard countries, and we have the enemy from within. We have some very sick people from within. I think that the people that go around indicting their political opponent, especially when their political opponent didn't want to do it to them, I could have done it so easy. I didn't want to do it. I thought it would have been so bad. But, you know, you're trying to bring unity in. Can you imagine the president of the United States, his wife, being put in a jail cell someplace, who is also Secretary of State? But their thinking is differently. Honestly, they're very vicious people, and they're very bad for our country.
And Trump, he's absolutely right. These people are sick, they are vicious, and they are trying to destroy our country from within. And I think the people now see it, but Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path, and you could see they're putting a lot of pressure on them. And I do believe Trump is going to have this election safe, because once the people vote with paper, they vote with voter ID. It's not just showing the deep state that the people are with him. I think the people need to see it. I think the people need to understand that we are together. And this is one way of showing the people we are together. We are a force, and we support the actual commander-in-chief. We actually support the true president of the United States. And I do believe people are going to be shocked when they see the results. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.